This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center and I'm Ofnil Ting. Since the emergence and growth in popularity of blogs in the late 90s, blogs have morphed into so much more than just an online diary. What goes into the strategic planning required to make one's blog a commercially successful one? We speak with blogger Karine Tan, Nuffnang's featured blogger for the month of January, to find out more about the ins and outs of creating and sustaining a commercially viable blog. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ofnil.
So, first of all, what's your story? How did you get started in the world of blogging?
Well, it started almost 10 years ago when I was still a teenager. And back then, there was no Facebook. There was only Friendster. And blogging was a huge thing back then. And with popular bloggers in Malaysia, such as Kenny Sia, Chiseland, 4feet9, their blogs were really engaging. And that's when I started to really follow them. And one day, I just thought, you know, since I love reading blogs so much and I love to write, I used to keep a diary every day. And I thought, why don't I just blog, you know, using it as my online diary? And I can add pictures and can allow people to comment. And it's more interactive compared to keeping a traditional, conventional diary. So that's when I started, close to 10 years ago. And when I started, I wasn't affiliated with any blog ad agency at all. And it was just purely for fun. And I never expected anyone to read besides my family members, whom I forced them to, and some friends who were being kind. But slowly it gained traffic and people just started to request for more updates. And from there, I started to take blogging more seriously until today.
Actually, I also used to have a blog, personally.
Wow.
And based on the analytics, you know, I'm guessing not many people's interested in the story of my life. So, yeah, but so how do you gain your popularity? What are the secrets?
Actually, I wish I knew the secret, because if I knew, I would be more famous than I am right now. But I think there's really no secret. And the key to retaining your followers and blog readers and getting newer readers is definitely your blog content. Yeah, because people these days, they love to share good content. And whatever that they can relate with, they want to share it on their Facebook and Twitter. And from there, more people know about your blog and slowly people just decide to follow. And that's how a blog grows to me. Yeah.
So you said you've been blogging for 10 years. How long did it take before your blog shoot up in popularity?
Actually, it didn't shoot up. There was never a huge break for my blog. It just slowly, gradually grew. Yeah. Over the 10 years that I have blogged.
So there wasn't any like aha moment where you like suddenly realized my blog is going somewhere?
I think it was about four years ago when I decided to take on sponsored posts and advertorials on my blog, because that's when I was studying in uni and I thought, you know, if I can earn some extra pocket money from blogging, why not? So that's when I started and I felt that, hey, you know what, it's a great way to earn pocket money at the same time doing something that I love, because I can blog about anything that I like, about my life and about my hobbies and passion. And as long as people love reading it, they just keep coming back. And from the traffic that I gain, I have more advertorials. So I think that's a pretty fun way of earning pocket money.
Since blogs are basically like companies that you build from scratch and you grow slowly, is there an importance to select and cater to the right target market that matches your content?
Definitely, I gotta know who my readers are so that I don't blog about something that are irrelevant to them. But at the same time, I believe that when I blog about something that I love, I attract the same kind of audience. They have the same interest with me. Like, for my blog, I think most of my readers are female from the age of probably 17 to 30. Yeah, about my age group and similar interests, similar stage of life. Yeah, for me, I got married young at the age of 22. Yeah, so that made me sort of a unique blogger, because I always blog about my marriage and how it feels like to be married young and all the discoveries along the way in the journey of marriage, and people like reading it and I love blogging about it. So I think it's a win-win situation.
So it's your unique selling proposition.
I'm guessing
just
so.
Just like a business.
Wow.
So you know how Instagrammers employ certain strategies like posting at certain times for an optimum number of likes? Is this similar when it comes to blogs?
I think blogging is a bit more different, because you can blog at any time, you can live your post at any time, and you can still post about it on Facebook and Twitter and gain that traffic again. Unlike Instagram, where the moment you post, if no one sees it, it's gone, especially if people follow a lot of different Instagrammers on their account. If you post at, let's say, 3 a.m., no one's awake, the next day when they wake up, probably your post will be somewhere down there and no one would have seen it. So it's very different when it comes to Instagramming and blogging. For blogging, it's there. And we have so many platforms to link and direct people back to our blog post through Instagram, through Facebook, through Twitter. So yeah, actually posting at any time is not a problem at all.
I think blogging used to be roped into a similar category with, say, cyber gaming, where people are surprised that you can actually make money out of it.
Yeah.
So could you give us a little insights on some traditional and non-traditional ways that bloggers make money?
Okay. In the past, people only think about placing banner ads on their blog as the sole way of making money through blogs, which is when you place an ad banner at the side of your blog or at a header, and then when visitors come and visit your blog, when they click on the banners, you get extra money. It's a very slow and steady way of earning money, but some people still think, you know, it's better than nothing at all. But these days, it has evolved so much. Clients come directly to bloggers and PR agencies, ad agencies. They come directly to bloggers and just propose, you know, I have this campaign, but I need some exposure. So I need you to maybe blog about it and tell us what you think about it and share it with your readers and followers. So here's the deal. This is our budget and we need one blog post from you, two Instagram, two Facebook, and see if the blogger is okay with it. So this is basically how it rolls these days.
Yeah. So when did the big corporations start rolling in for your blog personally? Could you share with us some experiences?
I think it's in the recent years when I took blogging more seriously and I accepted more sponsored posts on my blog. I think some of the brands are really creative. I am always amazed at how they can think of such creative ways to market their brand. Like, for example, there was one that I did recently with Sharp TV. So basically, they said, okay, you know what, Kareen? I'm going to bring your whole family to the zoo. We're going to sponsor you guys to visit the zoo. And we are going to send a team of video crew to record all of your moments. So we were just there having fun. Then we have a few people following us and filming and everything. And then at the end of it, they just say, okay, thank you. We're gonna show you the footage next week. And we're going to bring a TV to your house. That was a product they were trying to market. So the following week, everyone gathered at our house, you know, and they set up the TV and we watched back all the moments. It was a great time for me and my family. And we really had fun. And watching back, it was really exciting. And at the same time, while we were watching, they were there to record our reactions and responses. And yeah, so I think this is a really creative way of marketing a brand and a product. And these days, brands are getting more and more creative. And as bloggers, we really enjoy working with brands that are so creative and more fun and casual. Yeah,
innovative indeed.
Yes, it is.
I've been speaking to Kareen Tan from KareenTan.com, discussing about the commercialization of blogs. In just a moment, we'll be back with the shift from traditional marketing to social media marketing, along with some myths and misconceptions of blogging on Marketing Mojo for Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. Good afternoon. I'm with Kareen Tan from KareenTan.com, Nafnang's featured blogger for the month of January. And we've been speaking about the strategic planning required to make one's blog a commercially successful one. So with the whole shift in attention from traditional marketing to social media marketing as of late, marketers have been collaborating with social media influencers like YouTubers and bloggers to market products and services to their audiences. So why do you think this shift is happening?
I think it's because people really spend a lot of time online these days. Yeah, and people like me, I hardly read the newspaper anymore, to be honest. And I don't even switch on my TV anymore. I'm always online, on my phone, on my desktop. And I know about the latest happenings and current affairs through Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So, of course, as a brand, if I want to reach out to my target audience, I want to advertise where they are. And they are usually online. So I guess that's why brands focus more on social media marketing and digital advertising these days.
Speaking of bloggers as social media influencers, how crucial is this factor for corporations to consider in their perception towards bloggers? You know, because nowadays bloggers have been so powerful where a single blog post can make or break your company.
I think as bloggers, we gotta be professional. We cannot abuse our platform. Because once you think that, you know, I'm a blogger, you can't offend me. You know, if you offend me, if I'm upset, I'll just bring it straight to my blog and like tarnish your name, your brand. I think that's unprofessional. But of course, if it's something that they really feel the public should know, you know, for the public's sake, then yeah, it's fine. But don't do it all the time and like just because of a small little thing and you lash it out on your blog. And I think brands shouldn't be afraid of bloggers. Of course, it will keep them more careful. Like let's say when they run a brand, you know, they wouldn't want to do something silly, because nowadays, not just bloggers, anyone with a Facebook account or a Twitter account can make a big hoo-ha out of something small these days. So yeah, with the online world being so open and nobody can lie, nobody can hide anymore, I think everyone should be very careful about what they say, what they put online and what they do. Yeah, not just towards bloggers, but anybody that owns a social media platform.
So speaking of social media marketing in general, what is the benefits of blogging in particular over other channels?
I would like to think of blogging as my own space where I can write about anything I want. And if people don't like it, they don't read it. Whereas if for Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, people follow me and they see my updates, whether or not they like it. So let's say if I have a lot of things to say about a certain topic, I can't just rant it on Twitter like all the time, because it'll be annoying. I'll be hogging people's timeline and then they'll decide that, huh, I'm too annoying, and they'll unfollow me. Same goes for Facebook and Instagram. But for blogs, you can write as long as you want. And if people like you, they'll read. Yeah, and they'll follow. But if people don't like it, they just don't read. I think there's more liberty on blog. Yeah.
So with the great variety of other social media platforms like Dairy and Instagram, in your opinion, do you think blogging will fade into obscurity in the years to come? Or is it a combination of a whole package together with other social media platforms, with the blogger being the main driver of the social media vehicle?
I think that blogging will not fade away that quickly, because all these social media platforms such as Dairy and Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, instead of bringing the people away from reading blogs, they actually do drive people back to blogs. For example, when I blog about something, I straight away just link the post to my Facebook and say like, hey guys, I just blogged a new entry. And then people will just be directed to my blog. And I feel that this is really useful compared to 10 years ago when we didn't have such things and we just had to rely on people stopping by our blogs. If they don't, means no one's going to read. But now we can do a lot of things to attract people back to our blogs. So I think this is a very healthy kind of thing where all of the platforms can grow together.
What are some of the common myths and misconceptions of blogging?
Okay, when people ask me what I do, sometimes I'm reluctant to say that I'm a blogger, because they'll think that, okay, a blogger, okay, so what do you do again? You know, do you stay at home and blog and make money out of it? I think a lot of people don't understand what blogging is. For me, blogging is a platform that I share my views and my experiences and basically an online diary. But from there are people that are interested in reading, so they follow. So I have an audience, and brands knowing that I have an audience that they are targeting at, they would try to leverage on my platform and advertise through my blog. So that is how it goes. And I wouldn't say that it's my main career, but it is something that really brings in the money sometimes. And yeah, that is often the misconception. People think that I just sit at home and blog and that's it. But no, and actually a lot of effort goes into blogging, because content is king, and I wouldn't want to put up something that is half-hearted. So whenever I put up a blog post, I usually think about it for many days before I actually pen it down, before I actually live it. And plus the images, you know, I would want to put up quality images. So I would make sure that it's nicely edited, cropped, brightness, contrast, colors, and to make sure that the whole post is good. So it actually takes some time to put up a good blog post, a well thought through blog post. And also another myth about blogging is a lot of people think that once they become a blogger, they can earn money and they can become popular. That is really not the case, because there are so many bloggers out there, including myself. You know, I sometimes struggle to find a big break. Sometimes I struggle to gain more readers, because there are just simply so many blogs out there. So one thing that I would like to tell all the bloggers that are new, you know, you think that, yeah, I want to be a blogger, and then I only post advertorials and sponsored posts on my blog and hoping that people will read and follow and like me. Well, when I think about my blog, I always position myself as a blog reader. Like, why would I want to read a blog that is full of sponsored posts, that says nothing about the blogger, that I can learn nothing from? So to all the bloggers out there who are thinking of starting a blog and making this a career, start it with your identity. Place your personalities on your blog and really just blog your heart out. Blog about what you love, blog about your life, because that way your readers can connect with you and they find a purpose on reading your blog, something that can add value to them and something they can learn from. So yeah, that's what I think. As a blog reader myself, that's what I look forward to reading. Everyone has different identity. Like, some of them, they are fashion bloggers, they are beauty bloggers, lifestyle bloggers. For me, I think I fall under the category of lifestyle bloggers because I blog about almost everything, about lifestyle, about life. But I'm very open on my blog. I blog about my views, my marriage, my life, and just my journey. So I get a lot of feedback that that's the reason why people follow my blog. Yeah.
So that's the big tip right there, listeners. Stay true to yourself.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
As you said, there are so many blogs out there. In fact, Nafnang has over 900,000 blogs. And you were chosen as the featured blogger for the month of January. So how did that happen and how has that affected the popularity of your blog?
I don't know how it happened, to be honest. I'm still surprised up till today. When I was informed about a month ago that I'm going to be the featured blogger in January, I was really surprised because out of so many blogs, why me? And because of that, I wanted to do my best and really just not take this for granted. And how did this affect my readership? I would say it really boosts up my readership quite a bit and positioned me as a more credible blogger because I have such a big name behind me right now. And yep, it's only been a few weeks since I got featured, so I have yet to see the results, the full results of it. But for now, I would say that I'm really, really grateful and I feel very blessed to be given this opportunity.
What are your predictions in the social media marketing trends for 2015?
For 2015, I think that over the past 2 years or so, people are really spending way more time online, especially because of Instagram. I think more people are on Instagram these days than on Facebook or Twitter. And I think this year is just going to continue to grow. Yeah. More people will be online. But as much as everyone's online these days, I mean, as a blogger, I shouldn't really be saying this, but I would really want to encourage everyone to not be on your phone all the time. Spend time with the people around you. Even for me as a blogger, I find myself staring at the phone a lot because there are emails coming in and updates, notifications, and then I wanna check, you know, what's been happening, what are the latest trends, and who liked my photo, who commented, you know, who are my new followers. There is always something to do online. So if I don't try and make a point to put my phone down, I will never put my phone down. You will always miss something out. So don't be afraid of that. And, you know, learn to tell yourself, it's okay, now is my time to be alone. Read a book. Now is the time that I want to spend with my friends and family. And I'll just put my phone down.
Thank you very much for being with us. I've been speaking to Karine Tan, Nafnang's featured blogger of the month, and you can read her blog at karinetan.com. This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. I'm Off Newting, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.